In the Afterglow is made possible in part by the generosity of Superior Energy in Vernon. Superior service you deserve. Serving the residential and commercial propane needs of Connecticut and Southern Massachusetts since 1939. Now is the perfect time to learn about the efficiency and cost-saving benefits of being powered by propane. With 24/7 support and state-of-the-art scheduling technology to simplify your busy life, just sit back and leave all your heating, cooking, and energy needs to the experts at Superior Energy. Your energy bill and the environment will thank you. Call 800-242-0427 or visit propanect.com.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, young people and old people, rich people and poor people, tall and short, and whatever other category of people you'd like to be classified with. We meet tonight in the Afterglow. It's a pleasure to have your company. This is time. Time set aside just for you and I to be together to relax and de-stress from the challenges of a busy workday. Hi, I'm Father John. Well, stress accumulates in your body throughout a busy workday. Vulnerable areas like your neck, your scalp, and your shoulders can become more and more tense as the pressure builds. Try checking in with your body for a minute or two, a few times a day. Offload that stress each time and leave work feeling more at ease at the end of your day. And make plans to join us in the Afterglow, where you'll see that God paints a perfect picture across the horizon to show you that indeed life is beautiful, life is worth living. It's not just filled with stress and strain. In the beauty of the Afterglow is where we find the secret handwritten love letters of a God who cares for you and relieves you of the stress of thinking that the weight of the world is on your shoulders. So, shake off some of the cares and the worries. Together we journey into the Afterglow. Well, you're in the Afterglow. I'm Father John on WJMJ. Thank you for spending some time with me. We're bringing down the curtain on the eighth day of May. Well, charity in Christian thought is the highest form of love, signifying this reciprocal love between God and man that is unselfish love of one's fellow man. The practice of charity means the voluntary giving of help to those in need as a humanitarian act. Charitable giving is the act of giving money, goods, or time to the unfortunate, either directly or by means of a charitable trust or other worthy cause. Charitable giving as a religious act or duty is referred to as almsgiving or alms. The name stems from the most obvious expression of the virtue of charity, giving the recipients of it the means they needed to survive. All of us are no stranger to charity and support a number of worthy organizations and programs throughout the year. But today, many people around the globe are choosing to increase their charitable giving because it's Donate a Day's Wages to Charity Day. Anyone can get involved either by making a financial donation or rather than giving cash to their favorite charity, like WJMJ. Some individuals prefer to give an in-kind contribution instead, perhaps by volunteering or offering their professional expertise. Donate a Day's Wages to Charity Day delivers a serious message of the importance of generosity and giving, helping others, and providing opportunity to those in need. Now, today is the birth anniversary of the godfather of blues, Robert Johnson. Born this day in 1911, it's been said that the blues singer and guitarist sold his soul to the devil to get his incredible guitar skills. Never heard of him? Well, have you heard of Eric Clapton or the Rolling Stones? Of course you have. Eric Clapton said Robert Johnson is one of his major influences, and he has covered many of his songs, including Crossroads, Johnson's most famous. Robert Johnson's songs have also been recorded by The Stones, Muddy Waters, and Elmore James, part of the 27 Club, along with Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, and Jim Morrison. Robert Johnson joined other famous rockers who died at the age of 27. According to reports, Johnson was poisoned by a jealous husband. He is considered to be one of the greatest blues performers of all time, but this recognition came largely after his death. During his brief career, Johnson traveled around the U.S. playing shows wherever he could. The acclaim for Johnson's work is based on the 29 songs that he wrote and recorded in Texas in just 1 year, from 1936 to 1937. These songs include I Believe I'll Dust My Broom and Sweet Home Chicago, which has become a blues standard and was played by the Blues Brothers in the Blues Brothers movie with Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi. Robert Johnson was included into the Blues Hall of Fame in 1980 and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1986. Today, we remember Robert Johnson, the godfather of blues. Come on, baby, don't you want.
Yeah.
Yes, you're in the Afterglow with the Blues Brothers in a song called Sweet Home Chicago. I'm Father John, together with you, meeting on WJMJ, Catholic Radio, where faith meets life. Now, they say that life is what you make it. So let's make our time together worthwhile, making our time together in the Afterglow a habit. We journey now toward the intersection of where faith meets life. It's a fact of life. Indisputable and universally verifiable, you can have great wealth and be miserable and lonely. Or you can have very little and still be happy and fulfilled. It's all in your approach to life. A wealthy father decided to show his 7-year-old son how the poor people lived. So they drove from the big home in the city to a little farm in the country where this friend and his poor family lived. They spent the night with the family in their little wood-framed house. They had no television, no fancy furniture, and no carpet. Since there was no entertainment in the house, this family sat out on the porch where they sang, told stories, and they laughed together. After being there 2 nights, the wealthy father and his son headed back home. The father was very curious to see if his son had learned his intended lesson, so he asked him how he liked it. The little boy said, "Oh, Dad, I really loved it." "Well, son, do you see how poor people can be?" "Yes, Dad, I do." "Tell me, what exactly did you learn?" "Well, Dad, I learned that we have one dog at home, and they have 4. We have a swimming pool in the middle of our backyard, but they have a stream with no end. We have fancy lanterns on our house, but they have the stars. We watch TV by ourselves at night, but they sit around as a family and they have fun." His dad shook his head, knowing that his plan had backfired. But then his son added, "Dad, thank you so much for showing me how poor we really are." And that's where faith meets life.
Time waits for no one. That's why. Suppose you ever felt that way too. It was all I could do just to keep you entertained. But I was just another link in your chain. That's why I gotta go.
Time waits for no one. That's why. Come on.
looking for me, baby, 'cause I know that we're true.
Yes, in the Afterglow, that's Rod Stewart with Time. And it's the title track from his album called Time. I like it. What do you think? Sounding more like the old Rod Stewart on this album called Time. Here in the Afterglow with Father John on WJMJ, you're never alone, and I always have time for you. This is your time. Time for you to relax. Let me do all the talking. Relax. Today is the birth anniversary of our nation's 33rd president, Harry S. Truman. He was born on this day back in 1884, 140 years ago. He became president in 1945 when Franklin Roosevelt died at the beginning of his fourth term. He was a folksy, unassuming man known for coining the phrases, "The buck stops here," and "If you can't stand the heat, you better get out of the kitchen." His presidency was faced with many challenges in domestic and foreign affairs. He ended racial discrimination in the armed forces and created loyalty checks that dismissed thousands of communist supporters from office. He was the one who decided to use nuclear weapons against Japan. He initiated the Truman Doctrine to contain communism, saw U.S. involvement in the Korean War, and saw the beginning of the Cold War. When he started his presidency, his approval ratings were very high, but as his second term came to a close, he was one of the most unpopular men to leave the White House. However, as history went on, Truman's presidency was seen in a much more successful light. Harry S. Truman, born on this day in 1884. And one of the biggest moments of his presidency happened on this day, his birth anniversary. Today is VE Day, or Victory in Europe Day, to commemorate the day the Nazis surrendered to the Allied forces. It was 1945, and the Allied forces had the upper hand in the war. With the addition of the United States, the Allies were able to take back Paris and were beginning to take German land. After the deaths of dictators Adolf Hitler and Benito Mussolini, the Axis had no choice but to surrender. The announcement of the end of the war in Europe caused celebrations all over the world. President Truman dedicated the day to President Franklin Roosevelt, who had died less than a month earlier. World War II wasn't over, though, as the Japanese refused to quit. World War II would officially end September 2nd in 1945. It was the end of the largest fight in the world's history. Over 70 million died, but the loss of lives did inspire the creation of the United Nations to keep peace. We would like to honor all those who lost their lives during World War II on the day the Allies won Europe, on this day back in 1945.
We'll meet again, don't know where, don't know when. But I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies, drive the dark clouds far away. So will you please say hello to the folks that I know? Tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing this song. We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
Vera Lynn and Roland Shaw with a song called We'll Meet Again. Putting stress to rest is what we're all about. The inability to effectively deal with stress is a killer, and it takes its toll on life and on the people that are in your life. So let's deal with it. All in all, days are still getting longer, a good sign. So you can sit in peace, breathe in the tranquility of a setting sun, and be conscious of your life. Know that every breath is a gift from God. What you do while you're breathing, well, that's your gift to God. And now it's story time here in the Afterglow. Said a little boy to his Aunt Mary, I love your pancakes, and whenever we have pancakes at home, I'm allowed to eat only three. So I'd like to have as many as I can eat. Well, the next morning, Aunt Mary kept piling the pancakes on little Bobby's plate. Bobby kept on eating and eating as fast as he could. When he had finished off a dozen or so, he began to slow down. Then, with a very unhappy look on his face, he stopped completely. Aunt Mary said, What's wrong, Bobby? Don't you want any more pancakes? Bobby said, No, I don't want any more. I don't even want the ones I've already had. There you go. That's a good feeling. Uncomfortable, but good. The feeling of regret, of remorse, of repentance opens the door to all kinds of new possibilities. It opens the door to the possibility of accepting Jesus' gift of new life. We don't earn it. We don't deserve it. It is a sheer gift we receive when we say yes to Jesus. Yes, I want my life back again, clean and fresh. I want this new opportunity to be a witness to your saving grace. Yes, I want to change. Something to think about.
I am not skilled to understand what God has willed, what God has planned. Stands one who is my Savior. I take him at his word and do. Christ died to save me, this I read. And in my heart I find a need of him to be my Savior, that he would leave his place on high and come for sinful men to die. Strange, so once did I. Before I knew my Savior, my Savior loves. Let me breathe. My strength, my solace from the spring. That he who lives to be my king once died to be my Savior. That he would leave his place on high. Sinful man today, you count it strange, so once did I. Before I knew my Savior, my Savior loves.
Well, we're here in the afterglow in a relaxed atmosphere of peace and acceptance. That was a song called My Savior, My God by Aaron Schuss. I'm Father John. Thanks for keeping me company. We're building a good foundation from which to enter a relaxing evening, and you deserve it. We'll try to make it happen for you throughout the evening right here on WJMJ. Why? Well, because we care. Often we risk wasting our lives looking for something far away without knowing that we have it close at hand. Now, turn on the light. You'll see better. You and I are governed. The weather determines what we wear. The terrain tells us how to travel. God, our shepherd, doesn't check the weather. He makes it. He doesn't defy gravity. He created it. God is what he is. What he has always been. God is Lord of life, an unchanging God, an uncaused God, and an ungoverned God.
Stop the clocks, it's amazing. You should see the way the light dances up your hair. A million colors of hazel, golden and red.
Night prayer is coming up, but first, let's let God's Word talk back to us in today's Word.
Oh, I will hold on to the afterglow.
Today is Wednesday of the sixth week of Easter. When the Spirit of Truth comes, He will lead you to the complete truth. A baby in a cattle stall, we can picture. A dead man bursting from a tomb to a new way of living. Well, we can imagine that too. But a spirit? What is a spirit like? How can we imagine or think about a spirit? Christmas and Easter we can relate to, but Pentecost is so hard to understand. How do we relate to a mighty wind or tongues of fire? The easiest way to come to know the Spirit is to recognize that He is the Spirit of Jesus. He is the power who invigorated and filled the mind and heart of Jesus. He is also the Spirit of the Father, the presence of God in creation. We come to know and love the Holy Spirit by His effects, by what He does. We often come to know who a person is by experiencing what sort of things he does. Very simply, we know a person is good or intelligent because he does kind or clever things. This is what the Holy Spirit is like. He enlightens our minds, He consoles, is a delightful guest, gives refreshing peace, sweet comfort, cools the fevered brow, and is a solace in our sadness. His divine light fills our innermost being, keeps us in grace and purity, and saves us from harm. He heals us, renews our strength, turns the desert to fertile fruitfulness, frees us from guilt, gently bends our will to goodness, melts icy hearts, and guides us back to the right path. He pours out wonderful gifts on us while we are alive, comforts us on our deathbed, and gives us unending joy. Could there be those who fail to pray for such a spirit to be with them? Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle in us the fire of your love.
Before all time, there was the Word, and the Word was God, the breath of life. Of His own fullness,
we all have shared. An only son, a ransom spent, enduring love revealed to us, and his own word made flesh among us, and his own spirit dwelling in us. Love that follows upon love. Spirit, come. Come, gentle wind, Spirit, come breathe your life in us. Come set your hearts aglow with the fire of your love, with the fire of
And now on this Wednesday, the 8th day of May, in the 6th week of Easter, as the shadows lengthen and the evening comes, we reflect on God's nourishing and loving presence with us. So we close our time in the afterglow with prayer. Watch, O Lord, with those who wake or watch or weep tonight, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend your sick ones, O Lord Christ. Rest your weary ones. Bless your dying ones, soothe your suffering ones, pity your afflicted ones, shield your joyous ones. And for all your love's sake, we pray, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Lord, when one of the greatest disappointments in my life is a person, I pray you would help me to release him or her and the memory of what they did or did not do. I don't want to carry around grief and sadness like a burden, because it is too heavy for me to bear. I yoke up with you instead and ask you to carry that burden for me. I release the burden of that relationship into your hands right now. I don't want to live in the darkness of bitterness and unforgiveness. I want to live in your light where I will not stumble. Help me to remember that no matter what happens in my life, I belong to you. In life and in death, I am yours. Even when I fail, stray, or do stupid things, you still love me and I am still yours. Even when I forget to pray or read your word, I am still yours. I release my life into your hands, and wherever I have held onto my life in order to try and make things happen, I let go of all that. I want you to be in charge from now on.
My burden is easy, my yoke is so light. If you need rest, come to me. You who are weary, you who are laden, give to me. Set you free.
Cry out with joy to God, all the earth. O sing to the glory of God's name. O render glorious praise. Say to God, how awesome your deeds.
Come and see the works of God, awesome deeds among the children of Adam. God turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river on foot.
There did we rejoice in the Lord, who rules forever with might, whose eyes keep watch on the nations. Let rebels not exalt themselves.
O peoples, bless our God. Let our voice of praise resound to the God who gave life to our souls and kept our feet from stumbling.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Who taught the sun where to stand in the morning? And who told the ocean you can only come this far? Show the moon where to hide till evening. Whose words alone can catch a falling star? Well, I know my Redeemer lives. I
Since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we even boast of our afflictions, knowing that affliction produces endurance, and endurance, proven character, and proven character, hope. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. The Spirit will guide us to all truth.
Behold, behold, the Mighty One has done great things for me. Behold, behold, the Mighty One has done great things for me. And holy is your name, and holy.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to help his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Behold, behold, the mighty. Mighty One has done great things for me. Behold, behold, the Mighty One has done great things for me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Spirit will guide us to all truth. God of majesty, your splendor shines throughout the earth. In awe we pray.
God, in your love, hear our prayer.
Fortify the faith of missionaries and those who face religious persecution. In awe we pray.
God, in your love, hear our prayer.
Help your church to spread the good news and live the gospel with joy. In awe, we pray.
God, in your love, hear our prayer.
Give rest to those who do manual labor or work long hours. In awe, we pray.
God, in your love, hear our prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
May the praise of God be always on our lips and in our hearts, through Jesus our Redeemer. Amen. Amen.
Before the ending of the day, Creator of the world, we pray that you, with steadfast love, would keep your watch around us while we sleep.
From evil dreams, defend our sight. From fears and terrors of the night. Tread underfoot our deadly foe, that we no sinful thought may know.
My burden is easy, my yoke is so light. If you need rest, come to me. You who are weary, you who are laden.
Offer a prayer requesting the intercession of Blessed Michael J. McGivney, priest of the Archdiocese of Hartford and founder of the Knights of Columbus.
God, our Father, protector of the poor and defender of the widow and orphan, you called your priest, Father Michael J. McGivney, to be an apostle of Christian family life and to lead the young to the generous service of their neighbor. Through the example of his life and virtue, may we follow your Son, Jesus Christ, more closely, fulfilling his commandment of charity and building up his body, which is the church. Let the inspiration of your servant prompt us to greater confidence in your love, so that we may continue his work of caring for the needy and the outcast. We humbly ask that you glorify your venerable servant, Blessed Father Michael J. McGivney, on earth according to the design of your holy will. Through his intercession, grant the favor I now present. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Be present, O merciful God, and protect us through the silent hours of this night, so that we who are wearied by the changes and the chances of this fleeting world may rest in your eternal changelessness. Lighten our darkness, and in your mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. Visit this home, O Lord, we pray, and drive far from it the snares of evil. May your holy angels dwell with us and guard us in peace through the night. And may your blessing be always upon us through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
My burden is easy, my yoke is so light. If you need rest, come to me.
Oh.
May the Lord Jesus Christ be with you to protect you. May he watch over you and keep you in his care through the night and bless you with peace. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You've been listening to Night Prayer in the Afterglow with Father John. Thanks for listening. In the Afterglow, a time of reflection and relaxation is underwritten in part by the people of Superior Energy of Vernon, Connecticut. Now in their 80th year, they offer personalized 5-star propane service to customers throughout Connecticut and southern Massachusetts. For more information, call 800-242-0427 or visit propanect.com. Coming up is Exploring Music with Bill McLaughlin from the WFMT Radio Network. This is WJMJ at 88.9 in Hartford, 107.1 in New Haven. WJMJ, Catholic Radio, where faith meets life, and where we're inviting you to be to enjoy an entire evening of relaxing music tailor-made for you.